following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
According to Time magazine, 19 million Americans are afflicted with anxiety disorder. Then there are millions of others around the world who have phobias and fears. We live in a world of terror, as Economist magazine phrased it. Do you lack the courage and faith you need in today's world? Just how can you face your fears? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames explores facing your fears. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Do you have anxieties, phobias, or fears? We all experience emotional challenges. But as acts of terrorism increase around the world, we face additional stresses to our character and emotional stability. Terrorists have attacked the United States, Indonesia, Russia, Pakistan, India, Israel, the Philippines, and many other nations around the world. As we reported in a previous program, The Economist magazine in October 2002 titled its cover and lead commentary, "A World of Terror." The article referred to our age as "This Age of Terrors." My friends, you can face your fears, and you can overcome your anxieties. On today's program, we'll discuss the biblical keys to faith and peace of mind, and we'll be offering you a free one-hour audio tape to help you face your fears. First, let's review the four keys we previously discussed in our program, Overcoming Your Anxieties. Key number one to overcome your anxieties and face your fears is understand the future and face reality. The Bible gives us an outline of the future. It reveals God's wonderful purpose and plan. God gave humans the privilege of choice, to choose right from wrong, to choose the abnormal from the normal, to choose His revealed way of life that brings peace, or to choose the way of evil and war. In the end, the Bible reveals we'll have a glorious world of peace and prosperity. That's the good news of mankind's ultimate destiny. And you can have perspective and hope for the future. If you have your Bible, turn to Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. Here the Creator God reveals that we all have a choice. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. The world has mainly chosen the way of death. So we must realize the realities of our carnal, selfish, evil world. And we need to take appropriate action. Turn to the book of Proverbs. Here is a principle that is so important, God repeats it. Proverbs 22 and verse 3. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The author of Proverbs, wise King Solomon, repeated this warning in Proverbs 27 verse 12. Understanding the future and facing reality will help you overcome your anxieties. The Bible tells us to understand prophetic events. You can read that in Matthew 24:15, for example. In Luke, the 21st chapter, Jesus described prophetic signs preceding His coming. Then He also gave this admonition in Luke 21, verse 31. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Jesus said that we should be alert to prophetic events so that we will know that the kingdom of God is near. He did not say that we can guess that the kingdom of God is near. Luke 21, verse 34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life. Or as the NRSV states it, the worries of this life. Or as the NIV states it, the anxieties of life. Jesus continues in verse 34, And that day come on you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We need to be alert to world events and the prophesied signs Jesus spoke about. This Psychology Today magazine, February 2002, asks on its cover, Conquering Fear, Are We Too Afraid? The magazine features an article titled, Fear Not. The authors, Brad Schmidt and Jeffrey Winters, write, quote, Americans have been very jittery lately. As we cautiously open our mail, terror is ever present. On September 11th, terrorists did more than destroy buildings. They scarred the American psyche. The details are telling. Pharmacists reported increased demand for anti-anxiety drugs, and some HMOs have seen a 25% increase in calls, end of quote. My friends, we encourage you to be alert to current events as they relate to Bible prophecy. Look forward to the ultimate fulfillment of prophecy, the return of Jesus Christ to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. Key number one to overcome your anxieties and face your fears is understand the future and face reality. Key number two is know your priorities in life. What is your greatest priority in life? Is it just to survive? Turn in your Bible to Mark 8, verse 35. Mark 8, verse 35. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Jesus pointed out that we need to seek a greater priority than just to preserve our physical life. Jesus went on to say, But whoever loses his life for my sake in the Gospels will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? The Creator God has planned a wonderful future for you beyond this fearful world. He wants you in His kingdom, and that kingdom is coming to this earth. What did Jesus say is the greatest priority? What should we seek most importantly in our lives? Turn to Matthew 6, verse 33. Mark this verse well in your Bible, and in your heart, and in your mind. What should be first in our lives? Matthew 6, 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Jesus Christ tells us that the greatest priority in your life is to seek the kingdom of God. Christ will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to establish the kingdom here on earth. You need to be there in that kingdom. That should be your first goal, purpose, and priority. Again, in the Psychology Today feature, Ray Scurfield gives this strategy for coping. Quote, reassess priorities. Dedicate attention to what is most important, end of quote. And where do you go to find what is most important? You search the Scriptures. You go to the Bible, the Word of God. Once you've committed yourself to seeking God's kingdom first, you'll have a greater peace of mind. Jesus went on to say in Matthew 6, verse 34, Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You need to live this day by faith. Key number two to overcome your anxieties and to face your fears is know your priorities in life. We'll briefly review key number three in the next part of our program, but first I'd like to offer you a free one-hour audio tape entitled Overcoming Your Anxieties. In this tape, we've included several biblical strategies outlined in today's program. These strategies will help you face the future and your fears with confidence, hope, and faith. Another major section features comfort in times of tragedy. You need this information to help you in your daily life and in your study of the Bible. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free one-hour audio tape, Overcoming Your Anxieties.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World Magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World Magazine.
Anxieties and fear often occur because of our sinful thoughts and actions. When we sin, and we know we've sinned, we feel guilty. We expect that something terrible is going to happen to us, and lo and behold, it does happen. Key number 3 to overcome your anxieties and face your fears is repent of your sins. We need to acknowledge our fears, worries, and our sins. If we genuinely repent of our sins, God will forgive us. We can be free of the anxieties and worries associated with guilt. You can have peace of mind. Yes, God gives us this promise in 1 John 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It takes courage to confess your sins. But when we take responsibility for our own actions and we repent of our sins, God will give us peace. Repentance means to change our conduct and our way of thinking. It means to turn around and go the other way. It means to acknowledge our sins before God and ask His forgiveness. It means you must commit yourself to obey God's righteousness and to accept the sacrifice of Christ to pay for your sins. And as it says in Acts 2:38, we must be following the Bible's instructions to be baptized to demonstrate our faith in Christ's sacrifice. If you really desire to make a major change in your life, and if you're considering baptism, be sure to request counseling from one of our ministers. Just contact the regional office nearest you, or let the operator know your request for counseling when you call for your free audio tape. Key number 3 to overcome your anxieties and face your fears is repent of your sins. Key number 4 is pray about everything that worries you. The patriarch Job said in Job 3 and verse 25, "For the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." You need to acknowledge your fears and ask God's help. What was the Apostle Paul's solution for anxiety? How do you cope with worry and fearful concern? Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, share your worries, your fears, and your concerns with God in prayer. Do you confront your worries, concerns, and fears? Pray about everything that worries you. Share your intimate thoughts with God. He knows them anyway. Now notice how you pray about everything. Again, Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Paul says to pray with thanksgiving. Thank God for all your blessings. Thank God for the very privilege of asking for His intervention and for victory over your anxieties. Some of you may be familiar with the old 19th century hymn, Count Your Blessings. Here are some of the words. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. When you count your blessings, when you thank God for all the blessings you have experienced and will experience in your life, there's a wonderful result. When you follow the instructions of Philippians 4, 6, what is the result? Listen to this priceless benefit, Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, my friends, you can have peace of mind and the very peace of God. But God expects that we'll take action. He expects you to request His help, aid, and deliverance. At the same time, we express our faith in God's willingness to help us by thanking Him as we share our worries with Him. Key number 4 to overcome your anxieties and face your fears is pray about everything that worries you and pray with an attitude of thanksgiving. Thank God that He's willing to help you overcome your anxieties and fears and that He's willing to give you peace of mind. Key number 5 is exercise faith. How can you exercise faith? Hebrews the 11th chapter is referred to as the faith chapter. This chapter lists the heroes and heroines of faith. Verse 1 defines faith for us. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is an assurance, a confidence. Romans 4, verse 20 speaks of Abraham's faith. Abraham, although he was very old, believed God's promises that he would be the father of many nations. Romans 4 and verse 20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21 gives another perspective on faith. Abraham was fully convinced that what he, God, had promised, he was also able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. In other words, God was very real to Abraham. He knew that God was more than able to fulfill his promises. If you have faith, then you ask the question, what has God promised me? Then you read the Bible, and you find hundreds of promises that God can fulfill for you. If you believe God is able to fulfill those promises, then God will bless you. Jesus corrected his listeners because they worried too much about their physical needs. He said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 28, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? My friends, God expects us to exercise faith. He expects us to trust him, to follow his instructions. Christ and the apostles set an example of faithful living. When we follow their example, we can overcome our fears and worries. As Paul wrote in Philippians 4, verse 9, "The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." Key number 5 to overcoming your anxieties and facing your fears is exercise faith. We can face our fears and phobias with faith, and we need to replace our wrong fears with a godly fear. Key number 6 to overcoming your anxieties and facing your fears is fear God. Many in mainstream Christianity call the fear of God primitive. They equate fearing God to the obeisance of superstitious pagans falling before their false gods. But the biblical fear of God is a deep reverence and respect for the Creator. It's our awe of God's majesty and greatness. It's our response to the reality of God. When you choose to fear God, you will not fear man. Let's understand. The fear of God and the love of God are not mutually exclusive. Many professing Christians think that you have one or the other. That's not what your Bible says. Turn to Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12. Here we find both qualities are required in our relationship with God. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good." Yes, God requires that we both love him and fear him. Both qualities go hand in hand. I challenge you to read through the books of Psalms and Proverbs. The blessings and benefits of a godly fear will amaze you. Notice Proverbs 14:26, for example. "In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge." True faith and confidence come from God. In this case, God promises us strong confidence. My friends, the very reason we do not have world peace is the lack of godly fear. The Apostle Paul, quoting Isaiah, makes that very plain in Romans 3 and verse 15. "Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." How many people have you known that are arrogant and have no godly fear? Our world needs genuine, humble Christians who revere the true God. We need to follow the example of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He had a godly fear. You can read about that in Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Godly fear gives us peace and confidence. Remember Jesus' words in Matthew, the 10th chapter, in verse 28? And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell or Gehenna. Now notice what follows in verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. As you regularly read the Bible, you'll learn of the numerous historic examples of God's intervention, of His deliverance to His people, and God will give you faith. We live in a secular and faithless world, but you can overcome your anxieties and your fears when you exercise faith and you nurture a godly fear. Key number 6 is fear God. We'll discuss the 7th key in the conclusion of our program, but first I'd like to offer you a free 1-hour audio tape titled Overcoming Your Anxieties. This audio tape will give you biblical strategies to strengthen your faith and spiritual confidence. The Bible reveals just how we can face the future and our fears with confidence, hope, and faith. We mourn over the tragedies in our nation and in our families. This audio tape includes a major section titled Comfort in Times of Tragedy. You need this information to help you in your daily life and in your study of the Bible. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free 1-hour audio tape, Overcoming Your Anxieties.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World magazine.
My friends, faith is an antidote to worry. Seeking first the important things in life will help you grow in faith. God is able to accomplish far more than humans know or can even imagine. One of my favorite verses explains that, Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Be bold. Ask God to help you, as He has promised, to help you exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Believe God's promises, and you'll find peace. Remember the faith chapter? Let's read Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The key here, my friends, is to diligently seek God. You seek Him by praying to Him every day. You seek Him by reading your Bible every day. As it tells us in Romans 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Millions of people are afflicted with fears and phobias. One website lists the names of 500 phobias from A to Z, from ablutophobia, fear of washing or bathing, to zoophobia, fear of animals. Some of the more common phobias include acrophobia, fear of heights, claustrophobia, fear of confined spaces, and glossophobia, fear of speaking in public. But you might not have heard of arachibutyrophobia, the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of the mouth. God knows your fears. Jesus said that your Father in heaven knows you intimately. As Jesus said in Luke 12, verse 7 in the NIV translation, don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. God cares for you. He will give you the faith and confidence you need to overcome your fears and worries. And He will give you the Holy Spirit. The final key, key number 7 is, ask God for the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit is the Spirit of love and of power. He gives us that gift after we repent and are baptized. The Apostle Peter spoke to thousands on the day of Pentecost when the New Testament church began. Acts 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." As we mentioned earlier, if you have come to deep repentance in your life, and if you've come to believe the true gospel, we invite you to request counseling from one of our ministers. You can write to us at one of our regional addresses, or just call the number on the screen. My friends, the most powerful strategy for overcoming your fears and anxieties is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. God will give you that gift after genuine repentance and baptism, as the Apostle Peter said. After baptism, the minister proceeds with the laying on of hands. The Apostle Paul comments on that in 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. "Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." My friends, you need the Holy Spirit. How does Paul describe the Holy Spirit? Verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God's Spirit in you will help you overcome your fears. God's Spirit is not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. As the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 4, verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." God will give you the gift of His love that casts out fear. That's the gift of divine love through the Holy Spirit. On today's program, we've briefly discussed 7 biblical keys to overcoming your anxieties and facing your fears. Be sure to request your free 1-hour audio tape titled Overcoming Your Anxieties, including the program on Comfort in Times of Tragedy. Just ask for the audio tape on anxieties. Remember God's great promises, and remember Philippians 4, verse 7. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. You need to know how to face the realities of today's world with faith. Your Bible shows you how to have that living faith. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies revealed in your Bible. So join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.